This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. This week, I hope you've been reminded of the many things that we have to be thankful for. In medicine, patients often have mixed feelings. For example, I often hear comments such as, "I'm so thankful for my nurses, but the hospital, it was cold and uncaring." Well, hospitals can certainly do better, but it will require some disruptive thinking. I have just learned of one hospital that decided that they wanted to be so committed to improving the hospital experience that they're willing to take a huge financial risk. Geisinger Healthcare System in Pennsylvania announced a new program that offers to refund patients who are not thankful because they were not treated with kindness and compassion. CEO Dr. David Feinberg explains how the novel program works.
Well, I don't actually think it's that novel in every other industry. It just seems to be novel and innovative in healthcare that it's important to take care of the people you're serving. So that we answer the phone, we see you today. Of course, it's high quality and safe. Your transition is smooth. If you're going home and we anticipate what you need. So we set up a system where patients with really serious out-of-pocket expense can simply request a refund if they think anything didn't go right, and it's no judge and jury. It's 100% up to the patient and family.
The program's money might make people happier, but does the feedback they receive actually change clinical practice?
It really is a built-in secret shopper. So then people are telling you what's wrong. The culture has to be one where we're not looking to blame someone.
Blame is easy, but change is much more difficult. It turns out that few people are requesting large sums of money because changing the system seems to be far more important to them than the refund.
When you really listen to our patients, they really don't care about the money back. Really what they want is, did we hear what went wrong and are we working really hard to prevent it from happening to somebody else in the future?
Healthcare delivery is not doing well, despite accounting for about 20% of all the money we spend in this country.
When your little girl is suicidal, when your wife has a lump in her breast, when your elderly parent is falling and bleeding in their bathroom at 2 in the morning, we don't have a system that embraces you and makes it easy for you at a very difficult time in your life.
We know that change isn't easy, but sometimes change is forced upon us, or were left behind. Kodak was blindsided by digital images, taxis by Uber, and Blockbuster by online videos. Disruptive change alters the rules, and perhaps providing these patient refunds will help move us from a provider-centered healthcare system to one that is far more patient-centered. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.